Back to our guest in the studio. It's Jürgen Jungbauer, owner and baker of Heidelberg House. And I wanted to ask you about the, speaking of wine, you said there's another cookie that's a tradition that you dip in wine?
Exactly, since they talked about wine. German tradition is also at Christmas time or at New Year to make something called Glühwein. We open a bottle of wine, we put it in a pan, like you said, you don't boil it, but you put cinnamon in and you put cloves in it and a couple other spices. And also, we make what they call the Feuerzangenbowle. We have a little metal, like a V-shaped device where we put a sugar cone on it. We put alcohol, a high percentage alcohol on the sugar cone. We light this, and the sugar will slowly burn and will drip into the Glühwein.
Oh.
And the family would sit around. It's called a Feuerzangenbowle.
Feuerzangenbowle.
That's easy for you.
Is very, Feuer means fire, and Zangen means the device who sits on the top of the open bowl, and usually it's red wine. And then we eat usually Linzer tart, or we eat something called Pfeffernüsse.
Okay, and we're about to talk about the Pfeffernüsse.
Well, Pfeffernüsse today, the ones that make the Pfeffernüsse and commercially available, they basically just use a gingerbread cookie and they glaze it. Basically, they created a whole new cookie for the American taste. But in the olden days, like let's say 1820, 1840, the farmers or the people, you know, would make a cookie who would not get sour, would not get bad, would, you know, would, and they would obviously get hard, so they didn't put much shortening in or butter in it because they didn't want cookies to spoil, and they put a lot of pepper in it. And every family, when they would have the family gathering and they drink wine, or even in the bars or even in the restaurant, they would put a big bowl of Pfeffernüsse in the middle. And then everybody takes it out and dips it either in their wine. Later on, they dipped it even beer, and obviously later on in coffee and tea. And so Pfeffernüsse is not a cookie either. You love it, you know. You really have to develop a taste for it because it has pepper in it.
Pepper in it and, and powdered sugar on the outside.
Powdered sugar on the outside.
On the outside, yes. So, what other kinds of traditions are you bringing to your own Christmas that you might not have at the Heidelberg?
Well, our family celebrates Christmas on the 24th, know, in the evening, like when most Europeans celebrated on the 24th in the evening. When I was a little kid, the Christmas tree, actually, we never saw before this night, the 24th. Mom and Dad would buy him on the 22nd or 23rd. The door would be locked to the room. They would go in and decorating it. They would hang Christmas balls. Then they would hang lametta on it, which is kind of a lead-based strings. In our days, when I was a little kid, like in 1950, obviously we didn't have no electric, so all the Christmas trees had candles on it. Now, let's say that the German Christmas trees, they don't look nothing like the American Christmas trees. In Germany, there's a tree that's coming out, a little twig here, a little twig there. So there's nothing on top who can catch fire. The American Christmas tree is nice and full and asymmetrical.
That's how you got away with the candles.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's a difference, you know, so don't let that fool you, you know. Because when you put a candle on, you cannot have no twig on top. You burn the whole house down. But it worked. And also, we have a lot of chocolate who we'd hang on the Christmas tree. And like I said, the Christmas Day. Let's go back to Christmas Day for a second. Mom would then open the door after decorating. The oldest son usually would help Mom decorating. Then the door would open up, and there the light shines. Then we would sing 3-4 Christmas songs, and every kid would have a little plate sitting somewhere on the floor with a T-shirt and some socks, a plate with cookies and an apple in the middle with a candle in it. And basically that was our Christmas, and maybe a little game, not like here, where you have hundreds and hundreds of gifts sitting around the tree.
Oh, that sounds delightful, doesn't it? Yes, it does sound special. Well, and the Heidelberg House is special. I mean, it's kind of a tourist destination. There's a register at the front. People sign.
Talked about all over the world.
So we want to thank Jürgen Jungbauer for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.